It is not hard to destroy a college.
Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Pete Hoffman Show on WFAN.
It's amazing. It is amazing that we spent 2 years discussing Aaron Rodgers with the New York Jets, and now all of a sudden, after a debacle for a franchise that, you know, brought in an old veteran that decided to move on from their young drafted quarterback in Zach Wilson, fired their GM, fired their head coach. The Giants want to go the same route, or at least are, you know, weighing out the options. I mean, when you talk about mistakes, the Jets laid it out perfectly. Why does anybody want to go and get Aaron Rodgers and bring him back and have the same issues? Listen, did Aaron Rodgers totally screw the Jets the past 2 years? No. He got injured, and there was some, you know, issues on the field as far as, you know, how they played. Did he win them games? No, he didn't go out there and win them any games. Five games. That's what Aaron Rodgers gave you. Joe Shane and Brian Daboll need more than that. And the way that Aaron Rodgers works, it's basically his way. And if he doesn't get his way, there's a lot of baggage that comes through. And first of all, you're talking about money, whether the money is going to be as much as Matt Stafford. No, maybe it's not going to be as much as Matt Stafford. So you get Aaron Rodgers with the quote-unquote cheap. Plus, you're going to have to bring Devontae Adams here, because that's what Aaron Rodgers does. It's not just about him. It's about the players that he needs to perform well. And I just don't think at this point in time the Giants can go out there and go into a season where, you know, Brian Daboll and Joe Shane, you know, I don't want to say that their jobs are on the line, but they kind of are at times. They really are. I mean, they got saved this offseason, and they're coming back, and they may not even get to draft a quarterback. Think about that. The way that they're approaching this, they may never be able to draft a quarterback. They got kind of forced into Daniel Jones. They re-signed Daniel Jones after he had a successful season. And now you move forward and you have an opportunity to actually bring in somebody that you believe in, that you can start fresh with. And we're talking about Aaron Rodgers. Now, I don't mind having that veteran quarterback that's going to come in and teach a young quarterback. Like, I love that idea. That is something that kind of turned me on a little bit when you talked about Zach Wilson and Aaron Rodgers. But the problem is that Aaron Rodgers is just not that guy. Whether he's a good teammate or not, he just can't be the guy that you want him to be. I'm not saying go get Joe Flacco. That's not what I want either. I think there's better options. I think there's easier, better options as far as winning games, as far as helping a young quarterback. And Aaron Rodgers is the last person on my list that I want to bring back. I just don't want to do it. We've seen it already. And we're talking about a guy who, he constantly puts himself in the line of fire and then also puts your team in the line of fire. By going on Pat McAfee every single week, he does that, and it causes more issues than needed for any team he's with.
You could say it could be, it's an entertaining interview, it's an insight, all this stuff, but that is the first thing that is the problem with having Aaron Rodgers around, is that there is more issues by him talking to Pat McAfee every week than going out there and not being a good quarterback. By going out there and the team's struggling. Him going out there and then talking to Pat McAfee about things and how secrets go out there, that is an issue. And the secrets or the leaks in the system, he's part of the problem. He's part of the leaks. He's the one that's admitting that there's leaks. It's not just the Jets. It's everybody. Even though the rankings came out this week, which was outrageous, and the Jets got a big old F for owner from the NFLPA, that's not great. But one thing I did notice was the Giants were not at the bottom of the barrel. The Giants were not at the bottom of the barrel, though many people may think they should be. They're not. They're actually a better run organization than you want to believe. And Aaron Rodgers would totally throw cold water on whatever good that is with the Giants. You can contemplate Aaron Rodgers. You could think about bringing him in. But reality, it's not worth it. 888-808-1019. Pete Hoffman with you on the Fan. Till 5 a.m. It's a short show, so let's get to it. Let's get to your phone calls. There's a lot to get into. We're going to discuss a lot of Yankee stuff. Obviously, there's major concerns now with the pitching staff. We'll talk about the Knicks, the return of Mitchell Robinson. We'll talk about something that is just glorious to watch on a regular basis now. If you're a Mets fan, ton to get into, but let's get into this Aaron Rodgers conversation. 888-808-1019. Pete Hoffman with you. Hit me up at HoffWFAN, and if you miss anything at all, go download that Odyssey app. It's fantastic. Not only to hit the rewind button and just go listen back to things you might have missed today, but there's a ton of podcasts that we do, that I do, whether it's BT and Sal, whether it's the Rico Bronya podcast, whether it's WFAN Daily. Go download the Odyssey app. All right, let's start it off. Lead off, Charlie from Bethpage. What's up, Charlie?
Hey, Hop. How we doing, buddy? Everything good?
Dude, everything's great, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I didn't have a 14-hour day, but I heard you at work earlier today when I was still at work, and I'm leaving now about going into the Aaron Rodgers. I totally disagree with you.
Oh, come on, Charlie. Charlie.
Listen, Hub. Listen, I wanted him back on the Jets. He had one of the best Jet seasons as a quarterback than anybody. So for the Giants, a no-brainer. He's already here. He wants to stick it to Woody. I want to stick it to Woody as a Jet fan. And my God, I mean, the guy's already here. He likes it. And I'm telling you, the guy came on strong at the end of the year. He's still coming off that Achilles at that age. And I think he looked pretty damn good at the end of the year. Now, don't get me wrong. He should have had more wins. He had some bad misses. Like over in England, and he should have had that touchdown. And with Salah Monday Night got fired, and then he got embarrassed over there.
Right.
But I'm telling you right now, the guy's still got something there.
But and Charlie, hold on. I love that storyline that you put together about, I'd love to stick it to Woody. I would love for Aaron Rodgers to come in here and stick it to Woody. But the reality is there was also that storyline that Aaron Rodgers wasn't done and that he was going to bring the Jets to the Super Bowl. Remember him saying, hey, this trophy looks a little lonely. I want to bring you a Super Bowl trophy. That was a great storyline, too, and that never happened. I think Aaron Rodgers' career is done. It's over. He doesn't have much left in the tank. And any team that's willing to go and take a risk on Aaron Rodgers is a team that's looking to kind of hover around 500 max. Max hover around 500. They're hoping and praying, crossing their fingers, they can make a playoff spot somehow. And Aaron Rodgers is their savior, and it's just not working right now. He doesn't have the pick of the litter. He's not going to a team that's going to already be there. Like, I heard Boomer and Gio yesterday morning, real quick, Charlie. And and Gio was actually really excited about Matt Stafford and thinking, you know what? If you bring Matt Stafford and Cooper Kupp here, you saw how Stafford literally led his team to the playoffs, led his team to within, you know, a touchdown or a score of beating the Philadelphia Eagles, which maybe could have propelled them to beat the Commanders and then gone to the Super Bowl. The Rams were that close with Stafford and Kupp and crew. The Giants won three games last year.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Cheer. Like, yeah, it's completely different.
Yeah, but, you know, listen, first of all, what he said was the Lombardi Trophy was looking lonely over there, and I kind of liked it, but who expected four plays in that he was going to blow down Achilles? Him being a Jet fan, I mean, it just blew me away. I mean, I should have bought stock in Cosmigos after that because I was just thinking tequila like crazy. And it just, you know, and listen, I remember Rex Ryan coming in there. I ain't kissing no Super Bowl rings or Belichick. Listen, I like that fiery stuff, but I'm tired of the guy saying it. We need someone to do something, but we don't have a plan either as a Jets. But for the Giants, they would have given up a third pick in the first round?
No.
And then given that kind of money? It's a no-brainer.
No, Charlie, and I don't think they would have given up a third pick overall. To get Stafford, I don't think so either.
I don't think so either.
And to be honest with you, the way that it was laid out, it kind of could have worked out really nice if they did bring in Stafford and Kupp, and then all of a sudden you had that third pick to put on an impactful player at a different position, whether it's Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter might not have been there.
Carter, I would have gone after Carter. Carter would have been an animal in that defensive line.
Exactly. So there's plenty of options. And listen, by the way, the Giants still have those options. They still have those options to go bring in an impactful player and not have to draft. And Charlie, thank you so much for the phone call. I appreciate you, the man. I believe that the New York Giants do not have to draft a quarterback with that number three pick. I've heard stories, maybe they'll go up and now they're going to, you know, I think it was Art Staple, and it's like, expect maybe a trade up to get the number one overall pick. But I don't think it's necessary. Because you look at Cam Ward and you look at Shedeur Sanders, two guys who are not locks at quarterback. And that's the problem, is every time if I feel like the Jets or Giants, in this case the Giants, get that position to get a quarterback, it's not a lock. It's not a no-brainer. Like, think about when the Jets drafted Sam Darnold. They were going through the, oh my goodness, is it Sam Darnold? Is it going to be Baker Mayfield? Do we take Josh Rosen, Josh Allen? Who do we go and pick up? And they got Sam Darnold. And they walked into Sam Darnold, which is the guy that we thought that wasn't going to go to the Jets because we thought he was going to go number one overall. And did they make a mistake on Sam Darnold? Technically, they did because it didn't work out. But you're talking about a guy who's one of the more higher-profile quarterbacks right now going into free agency this year. There's a possibility that he's, you know, gets signed by a team that's looking for to make the playoffs. So was it the wrong pick? It was the wrong pick at that time for the Jets. But again, I feel like it's always the same thing every year. Giants, Jets. What quarterbacks are available, they don't get into that spot where they have the can't-miss quarterback. It's more like a can-miss, and they do. And I don't want to do that. I don't want to see that. Yes, the Giants have quarterback trouble. If you listen to Joe Shane speak this week at the Combine, like, that is an important position for them. They clearly need to bring in a veteran quarterback to the Giants. They've said it. Does that mean that they're not going to draft a quarterback? No. They're definitely going to draft a quarterback. But does it have to be that number three pick in the first round? No. There's other options later on. And guess what? Those options, if you've seen through previous teams, they can work out just as well. Russell Wilson, Brock Purdy, Tom Brady. I mean, you go down the list of quarterbacks that have been drafted later on. They could still work out. You just got to be able to have a good enough squad to work with them. 888-808-1019. Adrian in Queens. What's going on, Adrian?
Yo, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Good. So I had this conversation with C-Mac earlier in the week, and I couldn't agree with you more. The analogy I made was, if we remember when Kyrie Irving, and they brought all those guys over to the Nets, albeit Kyrie is very talented, but he was a cancer in the locker room, right? The same thing is with Aaron Rodgers. He disassociates himself with, you know, the young athletes that are on the team, bringing in older ones. Like you said, he gets on the McAfee show, starts bumping his gums. Then he comes back to the organization, and he expects people not to look at him sideways.
Yeah.
His body language on the field is horrible. He's always throwing his hands up. It's never his fault. Yeah, this guy's got to go. It's not what we need. And I totally agree with the new regime that came in, because I know what they were thinking. If you've ever been in a locker room on any level, you know. I don't care how good you are on the field. It's how you lead in the locker room. You're a veteran, and he has already proven that he is not that dude. So we started from scratch. I'm all for it, man.
Yeah, no, and Adrian, great call. I appreciate it, man. Here's the thing with the Jets, with Aaron Rodgers. Like, obviously, they needed to start anew. They had to start fresh. All good. But there was some history there that didn't line up. Like, the fact that everyone was sitting there and saying that Aaron Rodgers is such a great teammate and such a good person off the field and really, you know, puts himself out there and tries to make the team better. Yeah, you know what? Aaron Rodgers can be a great teammate. I'm not disagreeing with anybody on that. Aaron Rodgers can put himself out there and face-to-face could be a really good teammate. But on the other hand, too, he could also, behind closed doors or in the front of the media, which he did plenty of times, like he threw Mike Williams under the bus with no problem. He has no problem doing that, and I guarantee behind closed doors, no matter how much of a great guy he is to your face, I guarantee you that behind closed doors, he's sitting there and saying, this is going to work out. This person's not going to work out. This coach can't work. This can. Let me bring this guy in, and we'll make it work for you. Just trust in me. Look at my history. I've proven that I can do it. And those are probably the conversations that happen. Now, is Woody Johnson going to say that he's the reason why Saleh and Joe Douglas got fired? Of course he's not going to say that Aaron Rodgers is the reason why they got fired. But he was the reason why that Robert Saleh and Joe Douglas got fired. And I don't want to see that with the Giants. A lot of people go out and say that, you know, Brian Daboll and Joe Shane, this regime, they should not be around here anymore. They should not have the opportunity to draft a quarterback. They shouldn't go out. They shouldn't have the opportunity to work with this season and bring in the next quarterback that's going to be, leading this team. And I disagree. I like Joe Shane. I think his draft last year was phenomenal. It was phenomenal that everybody was a hit. Even the guys later in the rounds were hits. Tyrone Tracy was a hit. Theo Johnson, up until his injury, was a hit. There was almost a perfect draft for Joe Shane. I want to see him do it again. I do. And I do believe in Brian Daboll. And, oh, we forget how we dogged Daniel Jones forever while he was a Giants quarterback when they drafted him. Every single year, how bad Daniel Jones was, how he whether it was his, how he held onto the ball, how he just couldn't, you know, his accuracy was bad. Whatever it was about Daniel Jones, we destroyed. But in Brian Daboll's first year, he found a quarterback that basically the fan base wanted to get rid of in Daniel Jones, and he got him to bring out 9 wins with the Giants and got him to a playoff spot and got him to win a playoff game on the road in Minnesota. And you could sit there and say, well, Minnesota was easy pickings. That'll make a difference. They still did it. There's still a possibility for that winning pedigree with Brian Daboll and Joe Shane. Let's get a quarterback in here that doesn't need to be this over-the-top personality, that doesn't need to be this old veteran that has 1 year, 2 years left that's going for another Super Bowl. Listen, we know that's not going to happen. We know that Aaron Rodgers is not going to take the Giants to a Super Bowl. It's not happening. But there's other options out there. Maybe they're not as, quote-unquote, sexy as Aaron Rodgers because of the pedigree that Rodgers has, but there's still better options out there that they need to go and invest and look into. And you could bring in that vet quarterback. You could also draft a quarterback later on, not in the first round, maybe not even in the second round. Those experiments are out there, and if they don't work out, so be it. But you can build this team because there's still a lot of issues on the Giants anyway. We know it. Everything's on the table. They should go out and draft the best available player.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.